Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Could we be getting one more match for a WWE Hall of Famer? A New Japan star has gone all elite and...
Spectacular! I've got your whole life story tattooed on my body!
Find out what that is about later on. For Thursday, the 27th of February, 2020, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I have been dreaming of one more match. It's been eating at me. To quote the great Harley Race, there is no greater feeling in the world than to be under these bright lights. And I want that. I need that. So Charlotte, you may be the queen, but in the end, you're not me.
Powerful words by Trish Stratus in the run-up to SummerSlam last year where she faced Charlotte Flair. Now, that was meant to be the beginning of a return for Trish Stratus to a more a sort of part-time in-ring role. Didn't become that. It ended up becoming a send-off match for Trish Stratus for one reason or another. At least that's kind of what we thought then. Trish Stratus, of course, the WWE Hall of Fame Trish Stratus, posted a tease for a potential return to the ring on her Twitter. This year, we celebrate 20 years of Stratusfaction. March 19th is the exact date. That marks the date that Trish Stratus made her appearance in the WWF for the very first time. Now, she was in the training for WWF for quite a few months before that. We talk about this quite extensively on a recent episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review with myself and Matthew Gregg, how Trish Stratus was brought into the WWF sort of the tail end of 1999 and reported to their training facilities there. But she had been touted by ECW and WCW. She had the wrestling world at her feet. And she chose to go with the WWF. And on March the 19th, she walked out on an episode of Sunday Night Heat and made her first appearance. And the era of Stratusfaction was well and truly born then. That was 20 years ago. She put a video online that was celebrated 20 years of Stratusfaction. Now, the video itself isn't so much a thing, but it's the final shot in the video that leads us to believe that maybe... just maybe, there is one more match for Trish Stratus. The video ends with a very brief shot of Trish Stratus face-to-face with Sasha Banks. This is the face-off that Trish and Sasha had during the Royal Rumble match. You know the one where Trish started imitating Sasha Banks' taunts. I believe it's rotating the D-pad anti-clockwise on an N64 whilst playing No Mercy in order to achieve that. Interesting shot to end on, don't you think? Now, obviously, we haven't had any confirmation as to who is doing what going into WrestleMania. As we've been talking about over the last 5 or 6 days, plans for WrestleMania at this time are all over the shop. What we thought were set in stone matches aren't the case anymore. In terms of Sasha Banks' role for WrestleMania, there was certainly a belief from numerous sources that we are heading towards Sasha Banks versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. That match hasn't been signed and it hasn't been confirmed. We haven't seen much of Sasha Banks on WWE TV for the last few weeks, and nothing has given us the intimation that that match is going to be happening. But with that little video floating around in the air, it has started some conversations that maybe we see Trish Stratus versus Sasha Banks as soon as WrestleMania. Now, the exact date of Trish Stratus' WWF debut, March the 19th, this year falls on a Thursday. So I doubt anything is going to happen on a Thursday, unless it's a random house show in Toronto, Canada that we don't know about. But there is a lot of potential to mark two decades since the debut of Trish Stratus with a match at WrestleMania against Sasha Banks. We will see. Just very, very interesting that Trish chose to end the video with that particular shot of her and Sasha Banks this close to WrestleMania season as well. Oh, we're going to keep an eye on this one.
America, UK, Australia, all you internet junkies and wannabes. You think you understand the business. You think you understand. You have no idea. And you never will. You can sit at home and watch me. Please cry. Please beg. Please bitch and complain on the internet. Get on Twitter and tell people how I'm not worthy to be winning everything. All your favorites, like I said, are going to die. I don't care about anybody else. I'm Lance Archer. I'm the American Psycho. I'm the one you should be afraid of. Everybody loves. Everybody dies.
The hottest free agent coming out of New Japan Pro Wrestling is a free agent no more, as confirmed on the official AEW Twitter last night. Former IWGP US champion Lance Archer has joined All Elite Wrestling. Now, when is the American Psycho going to make his presence felt in AEW? We'll get to that very, very soon. But he has certainly been a big talking point in professional wrestling. He wrapped up his time with New Japan just back at Wrestle Kingdom. A phenomenal encounter with Jon Moxley. A Texas death match for what was Lance Archer's IWGP US Championship. A belt that he won following some travel issues with Jon Moxley. Chaos and opportunity, meaning that Lance Archer, just before leaving New Japan, wins a major singles title as well. Lance Archer is such an interesting phenom in professional wrestling. He's a guy that went to New Japan and completely reinvented who he is and what he's all about. He had a very brief run before that in the WWE that was spurred on as a result of a very popular run in Impact, formerly TNA Wrestling, under the name Lance Hoyt. Big, tall guy. Decent move set. No wonder WWE wanted a piece of him. But of course, they brought him in during a really weird time in WWE where they didn't quite know what to do with anybody. So as a result, Vance Archer, as Hoyt was then known, unfortunately didn't really make any traction as part of WWE. And he headed to New Japan to seek his fortune once more, along with Davey Boy Smith Jr., formed an incredible tag team, becoming multiple time tag team champions and having loads of success as a singles performer as well. We had some idea that possibly we would see Lance Archer make his way to AEW, kind of intimated by Jim Ross on his podcast Grilling JR, when he was asked by Conrad Thompson sort of who AEW was currently looking for. JR's very emphatic answer was athletic big guys. And it almost immediately puts Lance Archer in the picture there, doesn't it? So it was talk that it was going to happen. It is officially a thing. AEW have already teased Archer's first storyline, possibly. There's been some talk that maybe he's involved with the Dark Order. A few lines that have been dropped here, there, and everywhere. But do you know what? Dark Order is becoming a land of red herrings at the moment, which we'll get into a little bit later on in the podcast today. We won't have to wait that long to see what Lance Archer has in store for AEW, as he is set to make his debut on AEW Dynamite next month. I think he's a massive acquisition for Dynamite, for AEW. I think this guy could be a massive, massive deal. And we will, of course, be monitoring the AEW career of Lance Archer. Now he is officially hashtag All Elite. Some news coming out of New Japan. As a result of the coronavirus, we've seen some massive changes and cancellations to wrestling cards. It was last week where Stardom announced that they had cancelled all but one of their upcoming shows as a result of the coronavirus. The one show that is going ahead on March the 14th for Stardom is going to be broadcast from an empty Kurukan Hall, which is going to be a really eerie sight to see. Since that announcement from Stardom, New Japan Pro Wrestling have also made a similar announcement. They have cancelled all of their shows until the 15th of March in light of recommendations from the Japanese Ministry of Health, which is a real blow for New Japan. They only just the other day announced the brackets for the New Japan Cup. Plans will no doubt now have to change because the first seven shows in that tournament are not taking place. So everything with the New Japan Cup has to move forward by several weeks. And with a company like that, which is with tournaments like that and future plans as they are, this could easily throw the rest of New Japan's year into disarray. But we will keep an eye on this one for you as well. It's not just Stardom and New Japan that have been affected by the coronavirus. DDT and their sister promotions have cancelled a number of dates all the way through to 2 weeks from today as a result of the coronavirus outbreak as well. DDT are going to be running some empty arena shows. One of them's tomorrow night. One of them is on Sunday, the 1st of March. And then there's two more on the 3rd and the 7th. Tokyo's Joshi Pro are running an empty arena show on the 1st of March as well. We send, obviously, nothing but love and all the best to everybody affected by this terrible coronavirus outbreak and the impact it's having. Let's just hope everything gets back to normal really, really soon. Super Showdown tonight, taking place from Saudi Arabia. We've had three more matches announced for the card. We're going to see Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo going one-on-one. That rivalry from Monday Night Raw continues over in Saudi Arabia. They could easily have a five-star match there tonight. The Viking Raiders are going to be facing Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson as part of the pre-show. And we wondered where he would fit into all of this come the show day. And now we know Mansoor is indeed on the card. He is going one-on-one with Dolph Ziggler. Mansoor may be keeping his Saudi Arabia winning streak alive later on today. You can find out along with us as Jack and Ross will be live streaming their reactions. During the live stream, Jack and Ross will be raising money for Amnesty International, an incredible cause that gives a voice to people who do not have a voice. You can find out more about Amnesty International by joining Jack and Ross later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Impact Wrestling are making history next week. They've already made history in 2020 by crowning Tessa Blanchard as the first ever female world champion. Next week on Impact, as a result of an attack by Taya Valkyrie on Impact on Tuesday, for the first time ever, there will be an all-women's match for the Impact World Championship as Taya Valkyrie challenges Tessa Blanchard in the main event of Impact. This is going to be a very special moment, a real paradigm-shifting moment, I believe. First time ever, two women have competed for what has ostensibly been a men's title. That's obviously not the case anymore, I think that's fair to say. And also two women who know each other really well. So away from any kind of record-breaking and history-breaking moments, they're going to have a really good match. That's Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Or if you're watching in the UK, it's going to be on Friday night at 10 to midnight on 5 Star. 2 weeks from tonight, a fan appreciation night for NXT is taking place at the WWE Performance Center. This has kind of come about as a result of issues with Full Sail University. Nothing bad, but it just so happens that in 2 weeks' time, Full Sail University is already booked. They do their annual Hall of Fame week from March the 8th to March the 13th, and they need their arena. So NXT has to go elsewhere. So Triple H made the announcement after NXT aired tonight, or last night rather, and revealed that in 2 weeks' time, they'll be live from the Performance Center. They put some free tickets up for grabs online. They've already gone, and it's going to be a really interesting show. It's interesting because I'm quite surprised that they decided to take it to the Performance Center. I thought maybe they might attempt to do an arena show because there has been talk forever about NXT leaving Full Sail. And I thought this might be an opportunity for them to maybe try it and see how it goes down. They're not doing it this time. They're going to be live from the Performance Center in 2 weeks' time. Right, we're going to be talking a little bit about Dynamite and NXT from last night. Now, you're going to want to skip ahead about 2.5 minutes, okay? So this happened.
We have just signed another match for Revolution Saturday night. It will be the Bastard Pack going one-on-one against Orange Cassidy.
Wow! The first single match. That's awesome.
Now, I know you're still feeling the effects of that, but Chuck, Taylor, Trent, you guys are a red-hot tag team right now, moving up the ranks in AEW.
Oh, Tony, it feels good. You see, the best friends are back on our winning ways. And my buddy here, freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy, Pac, you think he's a joke? Well, the joke's on you, buddy, because this time he's gonna try.
Good idea.
I don't think Trent is.
Look, Chuck, he didn't tell us that. We don't know what he's gonna do. He might try, he might not.
Well, Cassidy, what about it?
There it is.
That's all the answer you need from Freshly Squeezed.
Send me thumbs up.
So is Orange Cassidy going to try against Pac? We'll find out next week. Very intrigued. Also, next week on NXT, as revealed yesterday on NXT on USA, we're going to have not one, but two steel cage matches for next week's show. Not only is Tegan Nox going to be facing off against Dakota Kai in the cage, but Velveteen Dream and Roderick Strong have said, hey, leave the cage up. We're going to use it too. A steel cage rematch between the Dream and Roderick Strong on NXT next week. Now, if you missed Dynamite, you want to find out what happened, Jack the Jobber and myself have got you sorted later on today with AEW and NXT graded. And finally, a trailer dropped yesterday for a new movie brought to you by Paramount Pictures and WWE Studios. It's all about monsters in professional wrestling. It's called Rumble. Take a listen to it.
Are you ready? This is the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
He's coming!
Hey, who wants a selfie?
Tentacular! I've got your whole life story tattooed on my body!
Yeah!
In the long history of monster wrestling, there has never been a champion quite like Tentacular. Fans around the world are asking, is there a challenger out there with the hunger, the drive, the discipline to become the next champion?
Ugh. What?
Alright, I think that's enough for today.
Steve might not look like much, but there is a champion monster inside of him.
Did he eat one?
Thank you. That felt great.
So there you go. Sneaky cheeky preview of Monsters, a monster wrestling movie Rumble. Out next year. Roman Reigns and Becky Lynch are going to be in it, among other people, including Will Arnett from BoJack Horseman. So that's bound to be a good part in it. That's next year anyway. And that'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News podcast for Thursday. Super Showdown later on today. Get you in the mood. Watch 9 pitches for Super Showdown. Myself, Jack and Sam. Sam's pitch involves a float and you need to hear it. It's on the YouTube channel right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.